Now on Sports Today, the coaches back to back. For Pedders, the place to go before you tow. Brake, steering and suspension. See pedders.com.au.
Oh yeah, with Brad and Carl, let's have a chat to Adam Simpson from the West Coast Eagles. G'day, Simo.
Good evening, boys.
How would you describe the satisfaction of the performance yesterday? It had a little bit about Port Adelaide away from home when you beat them, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, look, I suppose if you really cut it back and had a look at the game, you know, we didn't convert, which is something that we've been pretty good at this year. We had a fair bit of play going our way for, you know, probably the second and third quarters, which we didn't capitalise on, and we didn't handle the last quarter well when they decided to sort of run the gauntlet and take us on a little bit, and we just didn't manage to shut them down. So good learning from the end of it all, but not something you want to get do every week.
No, I was a bit scathing of them in the call because I said they seemed to have almost parked the bus for the best part of three quarters, and in the last quarter when they went sort of more of a traditional setup, Adam, they seemed to get things going.
Yeah, I suppose they. I wouldn't say they parked the bus, but they definitely tried to do something a little bit different than the last quarter. And you know, the pace of how they rebounded was a lot quicker. And like I said, we didn't handle it as well as we could have. But you know, look, it wasn't great for us. But at the same time, we had a win. We had a really good experience at the G. We go back there in 2 weeks with some confidence, and we'll move on to Melbourne really quick.
There's nothing wrong with winning ugly, but in the end, what were the most disappointing parts? So obviously, you've mentioned the conversion and the way that you finished, but are there things that are troubling you now as we're heading towards the business end of the season?
Yeah, there's a few things that we've got to get better at. You know, I think our scores against, just from a real basic, when you look at it, we're a pretty good defensive unit. We don't allow too great of scores against. But our scores for when we travel is probably the one that drops a little bit. So still got to find ways to kick goals, which probably the perception of us, it's the other way around. So that's something we need to work on. And I also probably think the balance of the contributors in our side, you know, we need 22 if we're going to have a good crack at it this year.
The bottom four players, for want of a better term, I mean, they're the ones that probably coin you as much angst as anything, because you have Jetter in and you take him out and you put someone else in like a Redden and they don't seize the opportunity. Has that been a bit frustrating for you?
Yeah, look, without naming individuals, it's probably just the collective balance that we sometimes lean too much towards, you know, our A-graders, which I think every club does. I heard Chris Scott talk about it on the weekend with Dangerfield, and that's great. We need to do that, but we also need a good balance of contributors, and to be a real genuine threat, you've got to have a really good depth in that space. So we're working through that, through opportunity and form, and there's some good form at East Perth as well. So it does give us some options going forward.
How's Shee tracking, mate? Obviously, he was a first-pick player prior to him getting injured. He's now got a couple of games under his belt. I know it's pretty ordinary on the weekend. He didn't get a lot of the ball, but how's he coming along? And Corey Adamson's another one, mate, where a few of our loyal listeners here, mate, have been pumping his tyres up. So is he a chance, I suppose?
Well, he keeps playing like he did on the weekend. Corey, I think he had 31 or 32 touches and kicked a goal, and he just sticks his head over the ball and finds it, which, you know, that's what we're looking for. So he keeps that form up. There's no reason why he's not in the mix.
Sorry, go on.
I was going to go through Dom if you want me to.
Yes, please.
He's played three games at East Perth now. Two of them have been in horrendous conditions, and he got tagged on the weekend. So he didn't get a lot of the ball, but what he has done is he got through with his knee, and he's now got the fitness base up to be available for AFL selection.
McGovern's playing beautiful football, great intercept football. He's playing it well. Carlton played into your hands yesterday, allowing him to, and Barras in particular, to sweep off that line ball, kick behind the play. But there was talk about you might use him, depending on personnel availability, in the ruck and whatever. Is there any need for that, given the fact that Melbourne have only got the one ruckman this week?
Well, it's something we need to look at. He's just going too bloody good down back.
Exactly.
I don't want to mess with a good thing. That's the honest truth. It's something that I think he can actually adapt and play pretty well as a ruckman and a second ruck. I think we all have seen him, glimpses of him play as a forward, but I think he can do some damage around the ground in the ruck. But at the moment, he's probably in All-Australian form as a backman, and I'd hate to mess with that. So, but having said that, there's definitely some opportunity there, and you know, that spot at the moment has been covered by Brownie, and Big Jonathan Giles had three or four goals on the weekend and had a really good impact with East Perth as well.
Hey, Simo, one thing that, and I don't know how highly you value this, but blokes that can actually mark the ball. You've got blokes that can kill contests and knock the ball down, but it becomes a 50-50. But blokes that mark the ball like McGovern does, they must be worth their weight in gold in the way the game's played today.
Yeah, well, the way teams defend, and I think we've got a ripper in Tommy Barash as well. I mean, he must have had 15, 18 possessions on the weekend and four or five intercept marks himself. So I think we've got a really good one there for long term, and he's probably holding out McKenzie at the moment, which is, you know, it's a pretty difficult job to do that yourself. So those two boys are a real asset for us. It's probably how we rebound off that is the next phase for Tommy, and, you know, it's something that Gov is really good at as well, using the ball. So I think we've got that covered at the moment. It's just probably getting that balance right now.
We're not quite in the final straight, but we're getting nearer to it. The finals, the rundown has begun. Injury-wise, longer-term injury-wise, how far are blokes away and how many games do you think they require on an individual basis to be ready for finals?
Well, if Nat Nui's available, I don't know how many games you need to play at East Perth. I'm pretty sure Niz won't let me play him at East Perth anyway. he's 1 or 2 weeks away. Hopefully, we might see him around the Collingwood game, but if not, it'll be, you know, hopefully the week after. So he's one, obviously, one of our key players that we'd like in our side. The rest of the boys are, you know, they're not far off. Ellis is playing this week, and College will come back from a slight hamstring. Other than that, there's a pretty healthy list in front of us. It's now just getting those guys into form and have some availability for us.
What about Jeddah? Any chance of being recalled this week against the D's?
Yeah, look, he's definitely in the mix because it's a six-day break and, you know, it's a long season, so there's obviously some players we need to manage at certain stages, but, you know, maybe he might need a game at East Perth to get some form up and get some run on those legs. But we'll see how we go. He's definitely not ruled out, though.
Adam, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. Good luck against Melbourne on the weekend.
Thanks, boys.